Rollo May once said, courage is not a virtue or value among other personal values like love or fidelity. It is the foundation that underlies and gives reality to all other virtues and personal values. Without courage, our love pales into mere dependency. Without courage, our fidelity becomes conformism. Welcome to episode 54 of Eyes Wide Open, where truthers of all stripes can further their personal journey of enlightenment. We publish a new episode every week on YouTube, Rumble, Spotify, and Twitter. I'm Lawrence Eastman, your host, and I'm here today for a second time with Evelyn Ray, where we get into the latest shenanigans on Prison Island, otherwise known as Australia. In part one, we discussed the rumours of mRNA vaccines in cattle, the Christian coronation of King Charles III, the return of the patriarchy, and Evelyn's interest in serial killers. In part two, we talk about how to regain food sovereignty, how to cut out the supermarket and connect directly with your farmer, and how to inspire the hearts of men to cultivate courage at home. But before we get into that, I just want to let you know you can see part two of this podcast and others by becoming a member of my site. It's just £5 a month, less than the price of a pint, and you'll be supporting independent content creators like myself to keep bringing you the truth. If you sign up today, you'll get a 7-day free trial. Link in the description below, or go to lawrenceeastman.com. But now it's time for our guest, Evelyn Ray, former police detective and now cattle rancher. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me on a second time. It's always been a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to getting into it again.
Cool. I guess we start by trying to find out what you've been up to down under, you know, the other side of the world. If you're a globe believer or if you're a flat earther, it's just, you know, across the water. So how's it been in Australia? What's the latest?
Yeah, look, we've just been trucking on as we normally do, which, as I said before we started recording, is probably a little bit scary considering where we've come from. Our nation has just gone straight back to where it was prior to COVID. I've just been living my life. I've just been keeping to myself on my farm with my cattle and doing my own thing and just trying really hard to get as self-sufficient and as independent from everything else apart from myself in the interim. So that's pretty much all I've been doing, and just keeping an eye on things going on in the world and being cautious and wary of things that are presenting themselves.
So I think in part one, we'll talk about, politics in Australia, what we think's going on in the world right now. And in part two, I'd like to talk about solutions for people who are watching this and, you know, are interested in taking a more self-sufficient approach to their lives. And you're living the dream, as it were, as a cattle rancher. And we can talk upon that in a minute. I know we're kind of going through this period where everyone's gone back to normal, whatever that means, and they've totally forgotten about COVID like it never happened. And I'm guessing they want to pretend it never happened because, you know, a lot of people must be quite embarrassed about their behavior during that period. Now, I don't know what they've got in store, right? Whether they're plotting or planning another pandemic, I don't know. But we do hear a lot about this mRNA technology that underpinned the vaccines that were rolled out as part of the pandemic. And I'd never heard of that technology before. And since then, it's, you know, kind of been accepted as a given that that's the way modern medicine is going to roll out. And even Elon Musk, despite being critical of the way COVID was handled, has endorsed mRNA technology and says that it has all kinds of wonderful potential to cure many diseases. I don't know enough about it to even be able to question that statement. Now, I know we've been getting some news lately that for the people who refuse the vaccine, we're now being given this kind of narrative that there is no escape because we're going to start putting the mRNA in the food supply itself and you will be eating the vaccine. And we've heard stories coming from Australia that they're intending to put mRNA technology into the food supply, starting with the beef cattle. And as a beef rancher, I was hoping and expecting that you had done the research on this and you could share it with us and our audience, what your take is on that.
Yeah, so the mRNA, as we know, it kind of came out of nowhere during COVID, you know, like you mentioned. But now it seems like that is the way that they want us moving forward, not just for COVID, but for all vaccinations. So over here in Australia, for example, they are in the process of transitioning just our regular flu shot into mRNA technology. And they have spent millions of dollars building facilities in Australia purely to transition old vaccines into mRNA technology. So this is the trajectory we're on. And like you mentioned, the trajectory is also entering the food source. And interestingly, there's two separate mRNA vaccine with cattle rumors and happenings going on. So firstly, you also said mRNA has kind of only been around, since COVID. But with my research, something that I found and I discovered is that mRNA vaccines have been given to pigs since 2018. And this has been happening in America, in the States, for flu-like viruses for pigs. Now, this back in 2018 was done as a trial. And it was also accepted by veterinary schools over there. And it's sort of been happening since 2018, but it's really unclear where it has progressed since that time. If you look on the internet, it looks like it's still in trial phase. It's still not, you know, readily given to every single animal over there, but it's a long time ago, 2018, right? And they made the vaccines for us fairly quickly. So I'm a bit of a skeptic about it. You know, that was well before the pandemic, the mRNA was being given to pigs over there. So where is it now? I don't know. But in terms of Australia, we haven't and we don't have any mRNA vaccines available at all for any of our livestock, whether that be beef, pork, lamb, whatever, you know, meat. We don't have any mRNA vaccines, but there are two rumors going around. One, that they're going to be vaccinating all of the animals with mRNA vaccine so that the animal is immune to whatever virus, not COVID related, but whatever virus the mRNA vaccine is designed for, that is going to protect the animal. So they're transitioning vaccines for livestock, similarly to what they did with us, into mRNA technology. The other rumor is that they are going to be injecting dairy cows with mRNA vaccine so that when we consume dairy, we're having an ice cream down the road, we're going to be consuming mRNA technology. That's actually not an accurate description of what they're trying to do. So I did a little bit of research into it because there were rumors going around that 200 cattle in Australia have dropped dead after getting a mandatory vaccination for, you know, all kinds of things over here. Again, completely false. What the studies that they're doing at the moment, they're getting milk from bovine, which is, I think it's a 10 to 11 species of bovine, different types of cattle and things like that. They're getting the milk derived from the bovine and they're attaching, I forget how to pronounce it, it's X or something, it's some sort of protein from the bovine milk, and they're attaching COVID mRNA to that particular protein, and then we're going to then consume it as an oral vaccination to treat us for COVID-19. Now that again is something that they're doing in trial. They have successfully got it to get past in rats and things, the gut, because what's difficult with mRNA is getting it through the gut lining, because that's when all these things break down. But they've successfully been able to graft the mRNA technology to the bovine milk, and then these animals, lab animals, have been able to consume the milk, and it's been able to get past the gut lining, and then the animals then accepted the mRNA vaccination that way. Again, we're not vaccinating cattle for it. The milk that's derived from the cow is from an unvaccinated cow. They're literally just taking milk from a cow to create an oral vaccine for us. And they're doing that under the guise or the veneer or the surface level covering of it's cheaper and easier to consume a milk drink than to inject people with a vaccine. So they're the two rumors. Again, no one's vaccinating any of the cattle for consumption. No one's vaccinating any of the animals for these diseases yet. Every single thing is in trial phase at the moment in Australia. We've just started a trial in the state of New South Wales in Australia on sheep, and they've injected sheep with mRNA vaccine for pestivirus, which is really common virus over here. 70% of all livestock have it and are naturally immune, but they are injecting sheep over here for a study. That they're in a biosecurity lab. They're not for breeding, for consumption, for sale. It's a very closed environment, but they want mRNA technology to be available by the end of this year, around August. So that's what they're pushing for. But again, I don't know how far in you want me to get with this, but it gets really complicated with our import and exports with our livestock. So it's not as black and white.
Okay. So I guess it's largely fear porn at this point in time then, because, you know, they may not be injecting cows with mRNA now as a way to get the vaccine into us. But I wouldn't be surprised if part of this narrative build that they're doing is to introduce us to the idea, assess the pushback, find out how many people are really bothered by it before they roll it out to the next phase. I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to do this as a way to, you know, get this so-called vaccine into the population. And they want everyone vaccinated, don't they? They don't just want, you know, the willing drones. They want even us, the dissidents, the people who are resisting it. And they're trying to find a way around that resistance. But I mean, it has to, if it is a vaccine and they're giving it through the food supply, there must be, you know, legal implications of that if you want to refuse. And then what are they going to say? Oh, stop eating food, you know, if that's how you want to beat this. But yeah, so do you think that this news story of the food supply being poisoned, like it isn't poisoned already, but this next level of poisoning of the food supply, do you think this is like a deliberate narrative push from those that are behind this, like Big Pharma? Or do you think this is just a rumor that's circulated and grown because of our natural skepticism to what we're seeing going on from the elites at the moment?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because it's really hard to decipher and wade through all of this information and figure out what's the truth of it. I think that's the most difficult part, because the skeptic in me, like you mentioned, I don't trust the government. I don't trust a single word that comes out of their mouth. I also am very aware of history, and history shows that the government can't be trusted, and that the government, obviously, especially when they're not restrained by anything other than themselves, they are a tyrant. I don't trust what the government is saying, but at the same time, there is a lot of fear porn going on. And because of us not knowing what's real and what's not real, we're getting swept up in a lot of misinformation. It's happening on both sides of the political fence. And so trying to just be objective and impartial and unemotional to these things is a challenge. And as well as that, it's also helpful having discernment and looking at trajectories and going, sure, like this isn't here yet, but you can see where this is going. And so I think I'm in this stage where I know because I'm a farmer and I'm on the ground, this is what I do every single day. I know for a fact that there's no mRNA in any of our stock over here. Again, I don't think that there's any in other countries except for possibly pork. But again, I don't have enough information on that. But for what I know here, there is absolutely no cattle or anything being injected with mRNA. I know that as a matter of fact. It was only last week I just got qualified in doing pregnancy testing for all livestock animals. So sheep, goats, horses, cows, like I'm fully like, what are they called? Sonographers. I can put an ultrasound machine in an animal, in a beast, and I'm qualified to tell you if they're pregnant and all those things. So I just was around a lot of people from across all of Australia as well, all different states. And we were having lunch and I just sort of threw it out there in the room without looking like a massive conspiracy theorist. But it was like, have you heard anything in Tasmania about mRNA? Have you heard anything in Queensland? What about South Australia? What about Victoria? All the different states. What about the Northern Territory? And everyone looked at me like, what are you talking about? What are they doing with mRNA? Like, no one had any clue at all. And when I explained, well, we're actually in a trial phase in Australia. They're trialing mRNA. And then I posed the question, hypothetically, if the government said to you, you have to vaccinate your stock, what would you do? And they said, I'd tell them to go jump. And I said, really? I said, where were you 3 years ago when they said that they were going to do that to people? And these guys were like, oh. And I sort of stumped them a little bit there. These are old Aussie battlers. Like some of the people on this course with me were, in their 60s. Like they've been farming for a really long time. And bloodlines and breeding programs are very important to farmers, and they're freaked out when I mentioned mRNA. And it was sad. I was like, yes, good. Come on, farmers, stand up. But it was sad because I was like, why couldn't you have that much conviction about them doing this to human beings? You're worried about me bringing it up with your cows.
Yeah. But it's money, isn't it? You know, because it's affecting their livelihood then, but it's not just their own body, it's their livelihood, it's their stock.
Yeah, it's their short-term comforts. And that's what we saw. People were willing to sacrifice their long-term freedoms and human rights for their short-term comforts and things that satisfied them in the moment. And that was the worst part, is so many of us were saying, you know, you might want to go to the pub with your friend now,